Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Come on.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice now. Come on, dig me. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. One more time, partner. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, how amazing is that? How good has God been to me? How good has he been to you? Just check yourself sometimes. Just sit up and just run a survey. Just look at your life where it's at. It might not be where you want it to be, but that's probably some decisions you made. But really, though, in spite of all the crazy mistakes I done made, I mean, man, I look back at some of the decisions I done came up with, and man, it's just amazing he let me live. I mean, it's and to exist the way I exist, it that's nothing but grace, mercy, favor, all that is. That's what my mama praying for me when I wasn't praying for myself. That had to be it because, man, I can truly tell you, I have made enough mistakes, man, stuff you would never even know about and recovered from them all. You can too. And I don't care what you've done. Marvin Sapp has a song out that says, he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. You know, that's an important song, man. Especially, you know, I want to talk to men today because, man, being a man is so, so difficult. Please know, it has been my quest ever since I was a little boy. My father had one ambition. Son, I don't care what you do, but when I get through raising you, you will be a man. That's all I want you to be. He never cared what I did for a living. It never made a difference to him. You're going to be a man. Manhood is difficult. Now, ladies that's listening to this, I'm not saying womanhood ain't. I don't know what it takes to be a woman. So, you know, but I do know exactly what it takes to be a man. So, you know, sometimes when you talk to people on the radio, you have to preface things because people are just go, he trying to make it look like womanhood ain't. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just talking to men today to explain to them that they ain't by themselves and struggling trying to figure this thing out, that you are not alone in your quest for manhood, that it's difficult. But I gotta tell you, man, manhood is that kind of difficult, and it becomes even more compounded if a young boy does not have a male role model. I've said it 1,000 times, I'll say it again. A young boy without a male role model is like an explorer without a map. Well, I have a suggestion for everybody that's struggling with manhood and all of the men out there that are men. This message is for all of us, and it's for me too. You know, I was listening to Joyce Myers the other day, and she made a statement. She said, sometimes you got to do the right thing even when it feels wrong. You know, one of the difficulties of manhood is peer pressure and the misguided principles of manhood. See, what God wants us to be as men and what we believe manhood is sometimes two different things. I'll give you an example. I wrote this book for women, right? And I was telling them the three ways that a man shows his love. And I call them three P's. We profess, we protect, and we provide. Every man who is a man, that's how he exhibits love. We're not talky-talky, comforting. We're not great nurturers. But when it comes down to it, what we all want to do, what is in our DNA, is to profess our love for something, you as a woman, to protect you as a woman, and to provide for you as a woman. That's in our DNA. Now, sometimes that gets messed up. And I'll give you an example. Sometimes when a boy doesn't have the proper real role model in his life, he takes that principle of love that we all possess in us, every man, the professing part, the protecting, and the providing part, and we misplay it. That's why gangs exist. Gangs exist off those three principles. What's the first thing a gang member do? He profess. He claim a hood. That's the first thing he do. This is my neighborhood. I'm Deuce Trey. I'm Triple H. I'm Doop-de-Doop. I'm purple, I'm red, I'm blue. First thing they do is claim. That's professing. That's how we show our love. But it's misguided, though. Now we professing something that ain't even good for us. Your hood, your gang, your clique. Now guess what? Now we got to protect it. So now, as a protection part of our love, here we go. You come down here, we gonna do this to you. You go over there, they gonna do that to you. You protect your hood. This your turf. This all you got. You ain't nobody coming down here with blue on. Can't nobody come over here with red on. You can't come over here with purple on. You can't come over here with black and gold on. And we protect that because that's in our DNA. And then what's the third thing? We provide. So guess what the gang need? Money. Guess what we do? We selling drugs. We selling women. We selling guns. It go back to the same thing, man. I don't know how God gave it to me that way when I was writing the book, but he showed it to me along the way. That's how men love. Well, when you don't have a role model in your life, guess what? Now that love is misplaced, it's misguided, it's off track. Ain't no man told you that really you're supposed to take this love and give it to a woman. You really supposed to profess, protect, and provide for a woman, not your gang set. Now you professing your hood, repping a color, you protecting your territory, shooting people, driving by, coming over you on your street, and then you provide. Now you out here selling drugs and guns for the same thing. When a boy does not have a male role model, he has a misguided way of looking at manhood. Here's the deal. See, God created all of us in his image. That means he's put some of our DNA in him. That's why it's in your DNA to profess, protect, and provide. Because guess what? That's what God do for us. Because we his children. I'm just talking to men right now. I'm just telling you, man, I had to wake up about 5 years ago. I wasn't doing what God wanted me to do. And then he shook me. He said, man, I'm going to bring about some changes in your life. I'm going to cause some things to happen that's going to put you in a position. And this time you're going to listen to me. Because if you don't, you're going to keep living in this pain you've been in. But you put yourself in this pain. I owe no blame to no one else but myself. Please know I know that. And that's how you really get to manhood, when you figure out what you done wrong. You can't blame this on none of your exes because you a man. You can't go, my ex did this. No, no. You a man, partner. You got to take responsibility for yours and yours alone. If you got kids, you got to get to them some kind of way. Write them a letter. Send them the money. If she won't let you see it for the money, whatever. Send the money to her mama. Do what you're supposed to do as a man. Do what God wants you to do, man, because he not letting us off the hook for what we supposed to be just because you ain't doing it. And if you do it, you turn your life around. Just hollering at the fellas today, that's all. Sorry about that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what it is. It's a new day. And we started the same way every day, man. And today is a special day. Because today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the one we got. Yesterday gone, tomorrow ain't promised. This is the one we dealing with. So since this is it, this is the one you got, let's get to getting after it, man. Let's be glad about it. Get you tooed up. Get you tooed up. I start this day like I do every day with gratitude, which then affects my attitude, which has a direct correlation to my altitude. Without one, you can't have the other, and without the other, you need the other one. What I'm saying here is gratitude affects your altitude, which directly is in correlation with your altitude. If you ain't flying high as you want, altitude-wise, I bet your attitude is the reason why you're not there. And the reason why your attitude ain't there is probably because you're showing a lack of gratitude. They all go hand in hand. Or if you think your attitude ain't right, it's probably because you ain't grateful for the stuff you have, so you can't even see what God done for you. So now you steady on the ass tip when you don't even realize you got a lot to be grateful for. So why would he give you more? If God is a just God now, why would he give you more to be grateful for if you ain't grateful for what you have? He ain't going to overburden you with that now. You better get to being grateful. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, the mouth of the South, Mississippi Monica, Junior, Kiel Spates, yes. The legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, what?
I'm going to tell you this, Unc. Let me ask you this, Unc. You know, man, it's Mentoring Camp Weekend. You know, it's Mentoring Camp Weekend, Unc. You said, man, if I want to change it, I got to up the number. You said I got to help more boys. And so, therefore, you didn't even see you had the means. Now you got the ranch that you just bought. Now you over here doing more. Is this the process that you just asked for and it show up? You just keep doing it?
Well, faith without works is dead. You can ask for a lot of stuff, but if you ain't willing to do the things that can make it happen, what you keep asking God for? Dear God, give me a job. But you sitting at the house ain't filling out no applications. You ain't doing no interviews. You ain't went on a headhunter. You ain't on none of the sites for a job. But you steady at the house asking God for a job. But you ain't done no work. That's all it is, man. I'm just a byproduct of when hard work and faith come together, some amazing things can happen in your life. But the key to this whole thing is faith. And yeah, I ask because, and then when I ask, he do more though. See, he does exceedingly and abundantly over all I think or ask. I can't, can I tell you something? Everything I've ever asked for that took a long time to get, when I got it, it was way more than I thought it was going to be.
Look at God.
Man, I'm tell you something, man. Hey, God, I serve. That God I serve, you can't tell me nothing about him. I don't even hear you. Matter of fact, boy, you're going to mess around and find out what type of Christian I really am. If say something to me about it. Okay. All right. Don't do
God
it.
God says go, Steve. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew and run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, it is time to run that prank back. What you got?
We talking about some chicks today, you know what I mean? Some chicks now, not talking about baby chicks, you understand? Baby chick is the name of the prank. Cat dog, if you would, give it to me, man.
Thank you for calling.
I'm trying to reach Warren, the manager. Is he here?
Hold for me 1 second, please.
This is Warren. Thank you for calling. May I help you?
Yeah, are you the manager there?
Yes, sir.
Your name Warren?
Yes, sir. This is Warren.
Okay, I need to actually file a lawsuit on y'all, and I'm actually calling you first to let you know that I'm getting ready to file a lawsuit on the whole grocery store for what that happened to me.
Sir, let me get hold on a second. Sir, let me do this. Let me what did you say your name was?
My name is Evans. Evans is my name.
So Evans is your last name. Let me write this down. And you came into my store. Did you have an accident in my store or something? I'm not exactly sure what you're calling about.
I ain't had no accident. What happened was I came in there yesterday and I bought a bunch of groceries and I bought a carton of eggs.
Right.
Now, when I got home, I was checking to make sure the eggs didn't break on the way home. When I got home, it was a baby chick inside the egg carton, man. One of the eggs had hatched. And got my kids traumatized. Now, they don't even want to eat breakfast or nothing around here because there's a baby chick inside the called the eggs. That don't make no sense, man.
Sir, I don't mean to. So you're telling me there was a chicken, a baby chicken, an actual chicken in the
egg? There was a baby chick inside the carton of eggs, man.
Okay.
And it got my kids traumatized, man. Don't nobody want to eat nothing.
Sir,
you got eggs in it no more around here because.
Sir, if you just calm down for 1 second. Listen.
What I told y'all, put that chicken down in there. Put it down. It might have rabies. Say what, sir?
I don't even think that that's possible, first of all. If you had any idea how this thing comes from the farm to the store, they go over these eggs a countless number of times. And the temperature in the freezer, first of all, wouldn't even allow for a chicken to be alive. If you had a baby,
I don't know how this one got past the system, okay? But what I do know is we got a baby chick over here running around because y'all store ain't doing what y'all supposed to do, man. And now my kids are traumatized behind this.
When did you say you were in here, sir?
I was in there yesterday. I bought the eggs yesterday, man.
Down here at Elm Street?
Yes. I bought them at the grocery store. I sure did.
Okay. Let's do this. Why don't you bring the eggs in to me and the chick?
So now you want me to transport a baby chick back to the grocery store? Look, we already traumatized over here already behind this doggone baby chick, man.
I'm not exactly sure what you are trying to pull here, but I just don't think that, first of all, anyone with common sense would tell you that that's not possible, first of all. You can't have a baby chick living in a dozen eggs. There is no possible way that the temperature in my freezers are right above freezing. Chickens are a fragile creature in the first place. You can't have a little bird is not going to survive the transport from the farm to the factory to my store.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
If you want to bring me a dozen eggs, bring the dozen eggs in. If you can catch the chick, catch the chick.
Hey, man, you're supposed to be the manager. You're not supposed to talk to me like this.
So I've been trying to tell you as politely as possible, if you want to bring in the 11 eggs and a chick, I will gladly refund your money, give you another carton of eggs, whatever you want to do. But I am not going to sit here on the phone.
I'm going to file a lawsuit because y'all done traumatized me and my kids.
Sir, listen. All right, let's just bring this down. A lawsuit, sir, over a dozen eggs?
A dozen eggs that got a baby chick in it, man.
Sir, let me get your phone number and some information, and I will talk to my manager, and we will figure this thing out for you. Because I just don't believe that this would be possible. I don't understand how you would have.
Let that chick down. Just leave him over there. Don't touch the chicken.
I just don't believe that this could possibly be happening. So this is it's unbelievable to me to even get this phone call.
Sir, I don't have time to go back and forth with you about how something happened. All I know is maybe it's a fluke accident, okay? But it happened. My kids are over here playing with a baby chick, and I'm traumatized. I don't even want to ever have breakfast ever again. And I'm going to make show. I file a lawsuit on your show and your show.
Me? I don't think that has anything to do with me. I didn't do anything except come into work today. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to file a lawsuit,
I'm filing a lawsuit on the grocery store, and I'm filing a lawsuit on the manager, Warren, which is your for giving me a hard time about what I'm telling you that happened.
And you ain't even got a hard time out of me yet. You understand what I'm saying? You want a hard time, come down here with those eggs.
I'm bringing the eggs down here, and I'm bringing that baby chick that back down there too. I'm bringing all of it.
Well, please, because I'd like to see it. How much did you pay for those eggs?
I paid about $2. It ain't about how much I paid for the eggs. It's what you have traumatized me.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to give you just that much back in the when you get here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't give a
I got customers out here in line. Legitimate people want my attention and not some jack on the telephone talking about some chicken and a 11 egg.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, too. Do you have a guy that works at the checkout named Tyron?
Yes.
Okay. Tyron got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Warren, your just got pranked.
What? You kidding me? Hey. Man. Look. Man, I didn't even come up with chickens going through eggs, man. Man, I swear to God, I got people looking at me in this store like I'm crazy.
Hey, Warren, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Y'all ain't got to give me my accolades today. Go ahead, Shirley. Take us to the next break. I don't even need it. Thanks, I don't even need it.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer in the building, Steve Harvey, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Blac Chyna owes the Kardashian Jenners close to $400,000. Tyler Perry, our good friend of the show.
She should change her name to White Chyna.
Why you say that, Steve?
It's a lot more of it. See, if you're Blac Chyna, they know exactly who you is. You got to start calling yourself White Chyna.
All right. Well, our good friend Tyler Perry donates $500,000. That's $500,000 to the Apollo Theater. Wow.
Oh, very nice.
So generous, right? And today is the last day of the Wendy Williams show. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. Yep, Junior, yes. Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey is ready for you. Mary in Denver says, my husband and I are fitness freaks. He works part-time at a kiosk that sells vitamins, and he likes taking pictures of various women that stop by the kiosk. They're usually blondes with black girl booties, and that excites him. If he's dumb enough to show me the pictures, is he dumb enough to try to cheat on me? Mm.
You have to look at this now. If he's dumb enough to show you the pictures, is he dumb enough to cheat on you? Mm-hmm. So you've married a dumb man.
That's what you got out of that. Yeah.
Once dumb you realize dumb.
Do dumb mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where we at with this. I can't help you. Mm-hmm. You know, long blondes with black women boot. What? I don't know what to tell you. If he ain't cheating on you, he damn sure thinking about it. Because that's what he like. Now, unless you going to get yourself some blonde hair and get white, I think you need to get your ears pinned back.
Okay.
I guess.
All right, Mary. Okay, moving on to Demetria.
Come on, Steve Harvey, pick it up. Come on, Shirley, let's go. Come on, Steve Harvey.
All right, moving on to Demetria in Harlem. Demetria says, I'm planning a Juneteenth celebration for a group of elderly people at my community center. A lot of our food that we love dearly is too rich in sodium and grease and sugar, and I don't want to send anyone to an early grave. So what should I serve?
Well, you know, I don't know how you're going to spice up this Jell-O, but you're going to have to find a way, you know, call it Juneteenth Jell-O. You know, JTJ, we have a JTJ Juneteenth Jell-O. Put in the Jell-O before you mix it. Put just a little vodka in it. Give them a little kick. And then Jell-O after that, they ain't going to know what's meant. You know, make up some cream style corn. You know, put some stuff together. You got to put together food. Some pimento spread sandwiches. You know, like old black people used to put in the car for road trips. They not going to know. It's Juneteenth, road trip. We was trying to get free. That took that slave 2 years to get over here. And we down in Texas still picking his cotton, waiting on his ass to get over here. I would have whooped his ass when he got there for Juneteenth, if you ask me. You gonna wait 2 years. We've been on here extra picking for 2 years. You ready? Where you stop at? And so, you know, you got to have foods like that, you know. You
what
can
about
have
meat?
Whipped potato. Well, you,
you got to have some meat, dog.
Well, you can have some meat, but you got pulled pork is what you're going to have. You're going to have to pull it so they don't have to bite into it much. You got to have pulled pork. You can have shredded brisket. You can have spam. Spam is soft. Spam is soft.
This is Juneteenth. Don't make it slavery with spam. Right.
I don't think you need to have this little Juneteenth celebration. I really don't. Not at the senior citizen home. Come on, Shirley.
Yeah, all right. Moving on to Tori in Lansing. Tori writes, I'm 44 and married. My husband is blown up to almost 200 pounds, and I refuse to have sex with him. I almost had sex with one of his friends, but I couldn't do that to him. I told him about it, and he said he'll deal with his boy and not me. But why?
What? What you tell him for?
Yeah.
Y'all stupid. And hold on. Let me get back to the real problem. He blew up to almost 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, damn. What's he blew up to 200. Who was you married to? Floyd Mayweather?
He gained 200 more, maybe, dog.
Nah.
That ain't what she said.
He blew up to almost 200 pounds.
So that means she was married to a bantamweight. Yeah. Weighed 125, and he done set up him and ate his ass half damn to death. Now he damn near 200 pounds. Well, I don't feel sorry for you, because I'm 238, so I don't know what to tell you. And I think that's a fine size package. Now, unless he's short.
Yeah, he's got
to
be short.
Sure. Yeah, I've been blown up to 238. Tommy been 200 pounds, too.
Never.
What?
No, I haven't. Never.
Well, hell, I'm damn near 200. He blew up to me.
Junior, you are not.
Your little fat ass.
You work out every day.
Sitting over here just looking like a little minion.
I love the minions, man.
I ain't never seen the Minion movie, but that commercial on TV where they come up with that submarine on that Liberty. But the one dude is making the noise. Wah, wah. Like he the alarm boy, them boys holler and they move real fast. Them damn minions, boy, that one eye. But anyway, I don't know what to tell you. So you almost slept with one of his friends, so I can't do that. But I told him, and he said he'll deal with him, but not me. Wait a minute. First of all, I don't know who. See, somebody disrespectful to this man on so many levels.
Yes.
First of all, you instead of helping him get in shape, you talked about sleeping with one of his friends and then told him. And then he said he'd deal with his friend. Man, don't no woman send her man off to get shot? I don't like you, lady. No, so don't call
him. And
she's
married. That's her husband. Yeah.
But you done told him I was going to sleep with your money, your friends. I bet you won't say it to me twice.
And she's 44. She should know better, you would think.
Well, since you don't like this too, huh? I'm going to sleep with two of your fat friends. How about that? I bet they'll like this 200 pounds because one of them done blowed up to 160, which is really the playground I like. So now what?
All right. Moving on to Anonymous in North Carolina. Anonymous says, I was dating a great guy and he recently got arrested for having a joint in his car. I was in the passenger seat and he blames me for his arrest because I was recording it on my phone even after the officer asked me to put my phone down. I did it all for his protection. How can he be mad at me for this?
Because he ignorant. You was recording it for his protection, which is what you should do when you get pulled over by the police. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where y'all live where you get arrested and go to jail for one damn joint?
And they say you're supposed to eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
I don't even know how he ain't swallowed this, though.
Eat it.
That little one joint would have been, it would look like oregano all over the car. I'd have sprinkled that stuff out so fast. I tell you what, it wouldn't have been in the form of a joint. You'd have to get a dog in here to tell me what it was.
All right.
That's
coming
basil
up, top of the hour.
If you ask me.
Entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, our very special guest this morning will be Judge Greg Mathis. Of course, he's a friend to the show and a friend of yours, Steve. Judge Mathis is going to tell us about his brand new TV show, Mathis Family Manners, that premieres on Sunday. All right. And in trending news, the Kardashian-Jenner's attorney has filed papers to request the money that Blac Chyna owes them following the defamation trial that she lost. They're seeking more than $391,000, close to $400,000 in costs related to the trial that brought them to court for 2 weeks. Part of the judge's decision when he ruled in favor of the Kardashian-Jenner's was that Chyna would have to cover the cost of their legal fees. Blac Chyna's attorney immediately issued a statement that she plans to appeal the judge's decision, and that prompted Blac Chyna's mother, Tokyo Toni, to start a GoFundMe in hopes of raising the $400,000. Well,
Blac Chyna's mama named Tokyo.
Tokyo Toni.
Where are they
from?
Yeah,
Tokyo Toni.
Where
you didn't know
from?
That?
They
you didn't know
where
that?
What are these black people doing?
They're from the United States of America.
Well, they need to be a little bit more realistic. Where's Johannesburg Jackie at? And Botswana Betty? Where they at?
Yeah.
Where's Ghana Geraldine? Y'all need to get some more realistic ass names. All these black ass people, these Chinese names and all this.
Madagascar Steve.
Yeah, you know, sitting up in here with all these unrealistic ass names. You ain't China, Tokyo mama. What? Why is you Tokyo mama? You black China.
Tokyo
black
Tony
ass is on the wrong continent. It's what you are. If you just get over here and be who you are, what is her name? China.
Her real name.
I forgot her real name, but she has a, yeah, of course. These are stage names, of course. Hollywood.
Her name is Angela.
Yeah, Angela. Oh, that's Angela. Right.
China.
Because you know she has such a beautiful face, and I think she had her, you know, the way her face looks.
Mm. She looks black to me. Every time I see her, she looks black.
Yeah,
Tanzania Tammy. I like that. Tanzania.
But get on your damn continent.
Okay. Well, moving on to Whoopi Goldberg and Tyler Perry. Whoopi presented Tyler with the Impact Award at the Apollo Theater's annual spring benefit this week, and Tyler was so moved and inspired that he gifted the Apollo with a $500,000 donation. $500,000. Tyler said, "I want to say thank you. When you are honored by a legacy, a history that is as rich as the Apollo, you have to honor that." Tyler encouraged the crowd to remember the history, and on this stage and in this building, there have been some legends. Don't ever take this place for granted, he said, before surprising the theater with a generous $500,000 donation. Wow, Tyler. That's big.
Oh, I'll be staying at the Apollo after that. I ain't gonna lie to you. I got room and everything.
Steve, you graced that stage many years.
It was the beginning of everything for me. Mm-hmm. First TV show, and boy, it turned into something special. It's crazy, man. I wasn't making a lot of money at the Apollo. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, but I didn't care, man. That gig meant everything to me. Mm-hmm. It's of all the shows I've ever done, it has been my favorite.
Isn't that where you came up with Show Your Love?
Oh, yeah.
You started
and everybody
saying,
stole
Your Love?
That.
Yeah,
everybody
then,
stole
right.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody did that. But that show right there, I think, man, the Apollo was always my favorite thing to do.
Show
it's
time.
Been the most meaningful. I think this new Judge show is probably my favorite right now of all the shows because it's more more me in every aspect. It covers every facet of what I've been gifted to do. So I've been very fortunate, man. God has given me, man. Whew.
Yeah.
This is grace, man. I couldn't have planned this out no better.
Yeah. Well, you know, congratulations all around, you know, to the Apollo Theater, to Tyler Perry, and for Whoopi just being there to present him with that award. Moving on to some bittersweet news. Well, the Wendy Williams Show will come to an end today. After 13 successful years in syndication, Wendy will not be present for the final episode. According to a rep for the show, a video tribute will be done to honor Wendy's great run as host of the show. And we're still praying, of course, for Wendy to come back better, stronger, and hopefully to return to TV in some capacity, as she stated recently that she wants to get her show back. So, yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. Okay. You know, she came from radio, made it big in TV, you know. Mostly, you know, Steve, we talk about this so much, how important it is for our health. And she's dealing with some health issues, and that's why she didn't return this last season. So hopefully, you know, she'll get back to being a healthy individual. Like we know her and love her to be. Absolutely.
I know Lil Wayne, Shirley. She ain't gonna be there. I ain't watching today. She ain't gonna be there.
Well, they're gonna, like I said, they're gonna show a tribute film in honor of her. Yeah. Because people love her. You know, people really love Wendy Williams.
You gotta be huge fan base.
Yeah, absolutely. 13 seasons in syndication, you know, successful years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And we all know her from radio, and you know, I'm just glad to see.
I was in the same building with her in New York.
Absolutely. Yeah. So happy to see her move from radio to TV and be a success. And, you know, I mean, it was just great. Great for 13 successful years. All right, get better, Wendy.
That's taller than me right there. That's taller than me.
Get better, Wendy. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, our special guest is Judge Greg Mathis. Judge Greg Mathis will fill us in on his new show. It's called Mathis Family Matters, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody, listen. As promised, our special guest is a former district court judge in Detroit. And for the past 23 seasons, he has served as the no-nonsense judge on the long-running court series, Judge Mathis. Well, he got a great new family docu-series premiering this Sunday on E! Network. It's called The Mathis Family Matters. And wait till you see his life outside of the courtroom. We're going to find out more about the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my dude, Ace Boone Coon Buzzard Back Buddy, and also the baddest judge on TV daytime, Judge Greg Mathis.
That's right. Watch right, everybody. How y'all doing? How's everybody, family, and my main man, Steve?
Boy, what's happening? Hey, man, before you get started, congratulations, man, on that Hollywood Walk of Fame star last month, man.
Yeah.
That was big.
Well deserved. You know, it didn't mean a whole lot at first until I was there and I saw Charlie Chaplin's star couple of down, and it's been there for 100 years. So then I never really accepted the big celebrity thing. I ain't got my arms around it. Don't know how the hell I got this so far with this. But then when I saw that, I say, dang, this is really something. I'm going to be here for 100 years. I asked him, I said, if the earthquake destroy it, what's going to happen? He said, we're going to put it back down. I said, I'm earthquake proof, so.
No, it really is, man. Nice. Man, congratulations. But boy, let me ask you this. Judge Mathis, how in the world did you get in this? You couldn't have told me in a million years that Judge Mathis would be on the E! Network doing a family docu-series. It's called Mathis Family Matters. It premieres this Sunday, June 19th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, specific on E! Back-to-back episode. It features you and your wife, Linda, and your four grown children in L.A. How in the world did this come about?
I don't want to get in trouble with you or your listeners. You've always been known as keeping it real, a real brother. You're one of the realest brothers I know. Don't hold no punches. But now I see you will set a brother up.
and then play like you don't know nothing about it. I'll tell you how it went down, Steve.
Well, Judge, hold on. Hold on right there. That's a good way to lead. This is called a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Y'all sit tight. When we come back, we going to find out exactly how I set somebody up. I can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to hear more from Judge Greg. But wait, my man, now, I might have done something. I don't know. We'll see when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Our special guest this morning is my main man, Judge Greg Mathis. Judge Greg Mathis is on here today, y'all, because he's promoting a new docuseries called The Mathis Family Matters. Premieres this Sunday, June 19th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on E! Back-to-back episodes. It features him, his wife, Linda, and four grown children in L.A. and tell us about the show. Well, Judge Mathis has accused me before we left of setting him up for something, and I don't know. So, Judge, how were you set up?
Ain't gonna play crazy. folks in Cleveland and Detroit, they know how to play crazy. So, so Steve, do you recall when you were nice enough to accept my son as one of your producers and took him under your wings? And he did a good job. And,
great job.
You know, we all thanked you.
Yeah.
And so when the show ended and you moved back to Atlanta, he says, what I'm going to do? I said, you know, you and the producer, get you something going. So he comes back, y'all. He says, well, Dad, what do you think about doing a family show on the family? I said, no, I don't want to do no reality show. I don't want no cameras in my house. He said, oh, Dad, I think it'll show a positive image of black people. Mm. Said, yeah, well, that might. He said, plus we can show how everyday people, how we live like everyday people as well, and how you don't have no juice here at the house when you come home. Now, I think people need to see that. I said, okay. I say, bounce that off a couple other people, see what they might think. Come back next time. I say, did you bounce it off somebody? He said, yeah. He say, Steve said it'd be a good idea. And he thinks we should do it. And you know, Steve, no television, Dad. So you know, if he said it's going to work, it's going to work.
That sounds just like Steve.
Yeah, it's been played past me. To my son and told him to get me out there for it. Get him out there, Mayor. Get him on out there. I know how it went down. I still love you, though, brother.
Hey, depending
on how it goes, I may have to send you a check, depending on how well it goes.
Hey, boy, nice. I'm hoping this will smash it. Hey, listen,
it was either
Harvey Family Matters or Mathis Family Matters. I voted Mathis all the way. Man, they way more interested than we are. Way more.
What you're going to see is I have zero respect or authority at home in the sense of me being able to influence what's happening in the household. You know, I'm authoritarian, slick talking, street tough on television, barking at people. When I get home, I have no juice. In fact, I believe I'm abused. I think they might put on the media and the social media, y'all stop abusing Judge Mathis. We feel sorry for the way they treating me. And then I'm going to be myself, but I'm going to be myself on steroids. So y'all going to see some wild Judge Mathis. So that's what I look forward to.
I'm looking forward to it because, man, you know, Judge, it's kind of crazy, though. I ain't got no damn juice at my house either. What the hell going on here?
That's right.
We judges.
Uh-huh.
We pure suckers. We pure suckers. That's what we call when we go home. We suckers.
Hey, man, listen, everybody. The show premieres this Sunday on E! Network. It's called The Mathis Family Matters. Wait till you see life outside of the courtroom. It's going to be good. It's on at 9:30 Sunday night, everybody. 9:30 Eastern and Pacific on E! With back-to-back episodes. Judge, his wife, four grown kids in L.A. It's going to be a heater. Judge Mathis, find out how abused he is at home. Tune in Sunday night.
And created by Steve Harvey.
Hey, Judge, we love you, man. Good luck with everything, brother.
Love you back. Love you, sister. Peace. Goodbye.
All right, thank you, Judge Mathis. We will be watching Mathis Family Matters this Sunday. Coming up next, it is the nephew and today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, get this, Petty Betty strikes again. Petty Betty strikes again. We'll see what Petty Betty's behind is up to when we get to the strawberry letter in just a few. But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What is on the menu today, Neff?
On the menu this morning, we have Mr. Reggie.
Mr. Reggie. Okay.
Shirley, take a listen to Mr. Reggie. Come on, cat dog.
Okay. All right.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Davion.
This is Davion. Who's calling?
How you doing, man? This is Mr. Reggie.
Mr. Reggie?
Have you heard of me before?
No, you don't ring a bell or not.
I'm a friend of your mother's. I'm a friend of Yolanda's.
You're a friend of my mother's?
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Reggie. She's never mentioned me before?
No, is she okay? Everything cool?
Oh, no. Your mom is good. Let me tell you what's happening. So you're getting ready to graduate. You're finna get your master's, right?
Yeah, I'm getting my MBA.
Okay, first of all, let me just say congratulations to you. I'm proud of you. Your mom's been telling me about the whole journey, you know, from undergrad to getting your, you know, you're getting your master's in business. So I just want to commend you and say congratulations.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
But your mom ain't never mentioned Mr. Reggie to you, huh?
No. Sorry, bro.
Okay. I got a little of a situation that we got here, man. I've been seeing your mom for probably, you know, 5-6 years now. And
really?
Yeah. So it kind of puzzles me that she never brought up Mr. Reggie to you.
No. She never brought up the name Mr. Reggie, you know. I didn't even know she was dating, to be honest with you.
Okay, so when you started undergrad, I'm the person that, you know, stepped up and gave your mom some money so she could put you through school. You know, I knew she needed some money to get you through school. It started out, you know, like, I guess around your freshman year. So I stepped up and, you know, helped your mom out.
Man, this is bugged out, bro, hold on. You telling me you gave my mother the money? Because she told me she got a couple extra jobs on the side to get the money to pay for school.
I'm the person that stepped up and through your undergrad, I'm the one gave your mom the money so you can go to school. And I knew when you graduated from undergrad. And then she came back, told me you getting ready to do grad school, and I stepped up some more. Here's what I'm getting at, man. I'm not even calling you. Mr. Reggie ain't calling
you. Like, what, you want me to give you some money when I get a job?
No, young brother.
What are you calling me about?
Okay. Nothing like that. So here's the deal, man. I done gave your mom all this money for 6 years now. Here it is. Now you finna graduate. And now that you finna graduate, she called herself wanting to break up with me.
Well, bro, I mean, I don't know nothing about that. That's between y'all, bro. I mean, you want me to do?
I
never heard your name before, so I mean.
And I understand that. But what I'm getting at is this right here. I would like for you to at least call your mama and say something to her on my behalf. Because, you know, come on, man, I didn't put 6 years in, put you all the way through school. And now,
hey, what you
now
want me to say on your behalf? I really don't. I mean, I don't know you. I mean, what do you want me to say on your behalf?
But you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you, Davion. Mr. Reggie done stuck his neck out for you for the last 6 years. You see what I'm saying?
Listen, man, I don't even know you. You calling me out the blue talking about you gave my mama some money and been with her for 5 years. I don't know you. I never heard your name, never heard of Mr. Reggie. You just called me out the blue. This is some trippy shit right now, man.
Okay. Like, and I understand
like,
that,
like,
but I'll look at
stalker shit. You call your ex girl's son? Like, come on, man. This is some straight up stalker.
But, hold on. This ain't no ex girl. We've been cool.
You just
up
said
to
y'all
last,
broke up. That mean y'all that,
up to last week. Up to last week, I didn't pay for you to go to school 6 years. Now here it is, she want to break up with me.
I don't know nothing about that, man. Like, I don't know why y'all broke up. I don't know nothing about that. Maybe, and then you called me out the blue, and I don't even know you. She never mentioned you.
Hey, well, at least you can do what's called on my behalf and say, hey, what's going on with you?
I don't know nobody's behalf. I don't know who you are.
I'm the person that put your little ass through school.
Hey, the checks that went to the school had my mama's name on them, not no damn Mr. Reggie. So, hey, bro, I'm sorry.
No, it ain't no ills what it is. I done put your little ass through school. Now your mama want to run out on me. Now, don't want to date me no more. That's some bullshit right there, man. And you need to have a little respect for somebody that done took care of your little
ass. Respect? I don't even know you. What are you talking about? Took care of me. I don't even know your guy. Who are you, Mr. Reggie? What kind of name is that? You usually go by your last name, Reggie? People go by
my first name. My first name is Reginald. People call me Mr. Reggie. And you going to do the same.
Nah, I just called you Reg, man. Come on, Reg. I'm good. Like, I don't know what's
okay,
going
let,
on.
Okay, let me say this here. All I'm asking for is...
But you need to call her and take care of this yourself. Leave me out this. Sorry, brother.
Nah, look here. You owe me a little respect, and you owe me at least, you know, whatever I'm asking you to do. I ain't asking you for no money.
I don't know who the f*** you are. You calling me, talking about call my mama, you used to date. I don't know who the f*** you are. You talking about I owe you some respect. Are you crazy?
Okay.
How the f*** you get my number anyway? You went to my mama's phone?
I been had your number.
And this the first
hell,
time
I done spent. I done spent thousands and thousands of dollars on your little ass. I been had your money.
Well, how come you ain't come to the undergrad graduation?
What I need to come to that for? I did my job. I took care of your little ass.
Man, you ain't take care of man. You need to get the phone off my phone, bro.
Okay, you know what? I'm finna go by your mama's house. I'm finna go by there. And you know what? I'm finna deal with her ass today, my damn self.
Look, I'm trying to be as respectful as I can, but if I hear about you going by my mother's house, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to whoop your motherfucking ass. You're going to get your ass whooped by somebody with an MBA. Must be ass. I'm going to fuck you up if I hear you went by my mother's house.
Is you listening to me, Mr. Red?
No, I ain't listening to you. I don't know nothing about you. Once I get off this phone, I'm going to call and ask about some Mr. Reggie. But if I hear you went by there, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm going by your mama house because you ain't going to just break up me after 6 years after I done put the little boy through school.
Well, that's what the f*** you get for being a sucker. It sounds like you a victim or a...
I know the f*** you ain't sitting here calling me no sucker.
You sound like a sucker? God, let me hear you went by there. It's going to be a problem. There's going to be some smoke in the city.
What about Jarvis?
Jarvis? Jarvis got to do with this. Jarvis will f*** you up, too, you go by there. He grew up with my mother. How you know Jarvis anyway?
Because Jarvis called me. He told me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Jarvis.
What? Wait, hold on. Hold on. Jarvis told you to call and say, you some dude f*** my mother and Pam, I went to college?
Hey,
oh, I'm about to
f-
Jarvis up for this one.
This is Tommy, baby. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Jarvis got me to prank you, man. He said, man, my boyfriend, he graduated. He getting his MBA. He said, you got to do it, Mr. Tommy. I said, all right, tell me all about it. So I came up with this little story. He said, oh, my God. He said, man, his mama is his heart, man. That's his heart. I said, all right, cool. That's what we're going with.
Man, you got baby. You know, my grandmother always said, don't be friends with a named Jarvis.
Hey, man, you got to give it to me, baby. Give it to me right. Mr. MBA, you finna get your paper in the next week or so. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey in the Morning Show.
What I'm talking about, baby?
Mr. Reggie.
It's jumping off next weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's Miles of Giving, the Thomas Miles Weekend. It is in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's June 24th through the 27th. On Friday, we got a job fair hosted by Amazon. You do not want to miss it. We got a mixer going on that night. Saturday, it's a day of service where we give back to Wounded Warriors. Summer, Sunday, it is the Women's Empowerment Brunch. And then Sunday night, we got an all-white party. Please tell my uncle I ain't coming to work on Monday. Monday, we got the golf tournament at English Turn Golf Course. You don't want to miss it. For more information, go to milesofgiving.org. Milesofgiving.org. If you can play, come on. If you can't play, that's going to be the majority of what's out there. I promise. Okay. I promise you.
So you're inviting all of us. All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is the strawberry letter for today. The subject, Petty Betty Strikes Again. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and we will try to help you. I promise we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject, Petty Betty Strikes Again. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 39-year-old married woman, and I've been friends with a nutcase for over 20 years. We fall out all of the time because she's a drama queen and she creates conflict where there should be none. I'm a professor and she's in financial aid at the college we attended. I got a job there first and she came later. She is in a management role, but she has not gotten a raise or a promotion in 5 years. She blames everyone but herself, and it is amazing to see how she goes through life like everyone is cray cray except for her. I stopped talking to her for 4 years because I told her something in confidence and she joked with my husband about it. He pulled his groin muscle and we couldn't have sex for a month or so. She thought that it was fine to tell him if he didn't get his thing back in shape, I was going to step out on him. A lot of dumb stuff comes out of her mouth all the time. At work, she's offended so many people. She's loud-talked her coworkers and caused them to get written up. Just recently, she got hit across the head with a book by this woman that snuck out of work early. She asked the lady's boss if she'd let her staff go early because she noticed that particular woman pulling out of the parking lot. It's a whole bunch of petty mess that keeps me from getting too close to her. My husband can't stand her, and my gay best friend calls her Petty Betty because she's constantly making inappropriate comments about his lifestyle. I think she wanted to be a comedian and her career never took off, so she tries her weird commentary on her acquaintances. I'm trying to deal with her because she has a good heart. How can I reel her in so she'll stop being so petty? This woman is grown. What are you talking about? How do you reel her in? I mean, why are you still friends with this woman is my question. I mean, she sounds like a horrible person. I don't see any reason you shouldn't cut her out. She's not nice. You can be friendly, but not friends with this person. You even called her yourself an acquaintance. You can love her from a distance. She's just too inappropriate. I mean, you haven't personally been on the other end of her pettiness like some of these other people, but your husband certainly has. I mean, she's got to go. How do you trust her with telling her anything? I mean, how can you really have a conversation with her? She's already told your husband something crazy. You stopped talking to her for 4 years. There is such a thing as outgrowing a person, you know, and I think you two have reached that point. As we get older, we should, you know, be trying to simplify our lives, getting rid of toxic stuff, negative people, bad energy. You need to do that with Petty Betty. Bye, Petty Betty. Bye. Steve?
Well, my take on this letter is it almost... You know, we've just had a rash of it don't make no sense letters. I think the strawberry letter has fallen into modern times, kind of like the internet and stuff. So now we have these, you know, then you know, strawberry letters used to kind of be fun sometime, and you know, now we've fallen into this new age thing.
A reflection of the world.
Reflection of the world, but this is an old problem. Because everybody knows somebody messy. Now, we can call it Petty Betty, but this is really messy. All she is messy. Now, you friends with this woman, which is crazy to me. I've been friends with a nutcase for 20 years. How?
Right.
I just can't see that lasting. As a matter of fact, it didn't. Because you say she's a drama queen, creates conflict where there shouldn't be none. You're a professor at the college. She in the financial aid department. She's in a manager role. She's been there for 5 years. She ain't gotten a raise or a promotion in 5 years because she messy. You know, and now she blame everybody but herself. And it's amazing to see how she go through life like everybody's crazy except her. That's the main, you know what I've discovered? That's one of the main characteristics of crazy people.
What is that?
One of the main characteristics of crazy people is they don't know.
They don't know they're crazy.
It's they think it's everybody else.
Uh-huh.
That's a dead giveaway that they ass is stone crazy. Everybody I know there's something wrong with them. They don't know nothing wrong with them. Mm-hmm. And here it is again. Now, here's how I know there's something wrong with you, lady, that wrote this letter. Because you just said you've been friends with a nutcase for over 20 years. You said, I stopped talking to her for 4 years because I told her something in confidence and she joked with my husband about it.
Right there.
You stopped talking to this woman for 4 years. Well, what drew you back in? What part of the nuttiness? What did you miss it? Oh, you know, I just miss her nuttiness.
Said no one ever.
Girl, I just miss you. So petty and messy and you nutty and you, I can't confide in you. And girl, my life just been going so good for 4 years. I just wants that drama back.
Basically.
That's what has happened. So, you know, it's just been, that's just.
All right, hang on,
when
Steve.
When I come back, I'm going to finish this letter.
Yeah, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's letter, Petty Betty Strikes Again. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is Petty Betty Strikes Again.
So we got this 39-year-old married woman that done wrote us, and she been friends with this nutcase for over 20 years. I've said this before. Why would you be friends for 20 years with somebody that you know is a nutcase? She's a drama queen. She creates conflict where it shouldn't be none. Now, this lady that wrote in is a professor at the college. Her girlfriend, that's the nutcase, works in the financial department at the college. And she blames everybody but herself for her mistakes. She mad at the school because they ain't gave her a raise in 5 years or a promotion. And she thinks everybody is crazy except her. I must remind you that I have found in my life that the number one characteristic I know about crazy people is don't know their ass is crazy. That's the first dead giveaway. They don't think that their ass is crazy. So now, as I said before, I don't know why you'd be friends with a person 20 years. Guess what she say now? I stopped talking to her for 4 years because I told her something in confidence and she joked with my husband about it. Mm-hmm. He pulled his groin muscle and we couldn't have sex for a month or so. She thought it was fine to tell him if he didn't get his thing back in shape that I was going to step out on him.
Wow.
A lot of dumb stuff comes out of her mouth all the time. So let me ask you a question, lady. So you was not her friend for 4 years. What, did you miss the drama? Did you miss the craziness? Did you miss how messy she was? What, was your life just going too smooth? And you said, man, I just need some BS back in my life. Let me call Betty. Because all is going on about my business, ain't no drama, and you bought it back, and she did not let you down.
No.
At work, she's offended so many people. She loud talks over her coworkers, calls them to get written up. Recently, she got hit across the head with a book by a woman that snuck out of work early. She called the lady's boss and said she let her staff go because she noticed this woman pulling out of the parking lot.
Mm.
See, now I'd have busted you upside your head, but it'd been way more than a book. I'm sorry, don't do that. Anyway, my husband can't stand her. Here was the juicy part of the letter. My husband can't stand her, and my gay best friend calls her Petty Betty because she's constantly making an inappropriate comment about his lifestyle. You know good and hell well, I'm going to skip right over that because I like my job and my career. Moving on. So she tries her weird commentary on her acquaintances. I'm trying to deal with her because she has a good heart. No, she said another line in there. I think she wanted to be a comedian and her career never took off.
Right.
I ain't seen nothing funny in this letter.
No, it's funny.
How can I reel her in so she'll stop being so messy? Let me just say this. Why do you say you have a bad judgment? You say she has a good heart. She does stupid stuff all the time. People with good hearts don't do stupid stuff. And don't nobody like her except you. So you're getting exactly what you deserve. You brought her back in your life. You quit talking to her for 4 years. Put Petty Betty back where you got her from them 4 years. Why do you have to be her friend? Why?
Exactly.
You know? And please leave this section in the letter that I read.
What?
My husband can't stand her, and my gay best friend calls her Petty Betty because she's constantly making inappropriate comments about his lifestyle. Please leave that in there and let me make note again that I have skipped over this part again, that I did not make nary comment about this. Why? Because I love my job and my career.
All right.
But he is absolutely correct, because she is petty-ass Betty.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Leave your comments.
Oh, we got a minute and a half left. I thought I was out of time.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I got time then. Well, let me tell you what I really think then.
What?
Yeah, your friend is Petty Betty, and you joking ass Joanne. Because, see, y'all is perfect for each other. She needs a person like you who can tolerate all of her BS, put up with her conflict, take her trash, almost break up your marriage. That's why your husband don't like her. Your husband don't like her, and your gay friend don't like her. There's two really good people not to have like a person for you to join on the bandwagon. Your husband don't like her, and your gay best friend don't like her. What more proof do you need?
Both of your men.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
All the men in your life don't nobody like her except you. I bet if you had kids, they wouldn't like her. The boss don't like her. The co-workers don't like her. Why is she your friend? I just got to ask you that.
Yeah, it's you, not her.
So listen, Petty Betty exists because you joking ass Joanne. And you got to get
rid of it. You allow it.
Joking ass Joanne need to quit hanging out with Petty Betty before pissed off Paul gets in there with sensitive Simon. And then it all gets messy.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Thank you. Now, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. Whoa, Junior, what you got?
Thank you, Shirley. But let me let everybody know, Spartanburg, South Carolina, I'll see y'all tonight for the L.D. Barksdale Sickle Cell Foundation. Thank y'all so much for having me for jazz and laughter. I'll obviously the laughter. Never know nothing about jazz. I'll be there, though. See y'all tonight at the Indigo Events Hall, man. Thank y'all so much, Spartanburg, South Carolina. All right, man, it's looking less likely that Deshaun Watson will be on the field for September 11th for the Cleveland Browns against the Carolina Panthers. He is facing two more lawsuits. I don't know where everybody coming from, bringing the total to 26. These new allegations will also be looked into by the NFL and will likely delay the outcome of the ongoing investigation. Watson faces a potential suspension that is set to be handed down this summer. Now, early this month, it was reported that Watson booked massage sessions with at least 66 women over a span of 17 months. The New York Times reports also notes that the Houston-based spa and the Texas franchise enabled the massage habit and provided the facilities with non-disclosure agreements for his sessions. So we don't know if he's going to see the field this season.
Hey, man, two things I don't like about your little sports report today.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
No,
what I don't like about your little... First of all, take the joy out your voice.
That's what
you say. It sound like he ain't going to be playing this year for the Cleveland Browns because your ass was crying when he was in Texas.
Well, he ain't going to be playing this season.
Yeah, well, you know,
you're going
to take the little happiness out your damn voice about it. It's what you need to do. And me, people are innocent in this country until fruit. I don't know where these other two women came from. Well, same place the other ones was from. From the spa session.
Why is you upset with me?
That's where they came from. The spa session.
It's going to be all right, Steve. Yeah. Y'all not going to win this year, dog.
Yeah, well, we know who the hell ain't going to win for sure.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe
it. Oh, my goodness. Take your hand off your chest.
All right, well, let's say congratulations right now to the Golden State Warriors for winning another championship. Boy, close it out.
Light skin
wins. I know the lady probably upset enough for saying that, but light skin did it again. Golden State Warriors, man. That's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. They got another championship.
I'm down with Curry, baby.
Congratulations, Curry. Mm-hmm. Klay Thompson. Draymond Green. Andrew Wiggins.
Poole. You got to get up for Poole.
Jordan Poole. Got his, man. Great season. They pulled
it
off.
Six games. Wow.
Six games. That's a good one. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Six games. Pulled it off. It's all right. Ain't mad
about
it. Okay. Yeah, congratulations. Proud of, man. And then, you know, E-40 going crazy right now. You know E-40.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is.
Too short.
All of them in the yay area.
Everybody in there. Right.
Yay.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up next, we got to talk about the way we look. Do we hate the way we look? Does it make you feel insecure or depressed? We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's a question for the guys. Are you ever insecure? Insecure, keyword, when it comes to your looks. A new study found that 80% of men are insecure about their physical appearance. Weight and how your eyes look are among the top things that make men feel insecure. The number one concern for men is going gray and the pressure to look younger. So I'm asking you guys, is this true? And what are you most insecure about in regards to how you look?
No.
Well, 80% of men are, so you're in that 20%.
Your comment, I'm the sexiest thing on him. And what? The sexiest thing walking.
So what? you're not insecure.
About what?
Okay, cool. Now let me comment. We have two people on this show who should be in this 80% of insecure ass people. But there's a percentage of people that's in denial.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in denial.
Well, you need to start feeling some kind of way about the way both y'all look.
Wait, no, wait a minute. I'm not insecure about my look. I know my ass is ugly. That's all I was saying. You thought I was thinking I was sexy? Oh, you thought with him? Oh, no.
That's the problem. See, we dealing with two extremes.
Yeah.
You know you ugly, and this one don't know he ugly. That's scary.
Yeah, off the rip. Yeah.
I'm not going to be ugly for you because y'all ugly. Why am I going to do that?
First of all, you is ugly. That's
no, I'm not.
Keyword, I'm not. Is. Like, currently.
You're supposed to feel good about yourself. Like,
I feel real good about myself, Shirley. I don't know what happens in the mirror when they look in.
Whoa. What was that last time? You don't know what happens where?
When y'all look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
Oh, then that's the problem we have.
Obviously, what's the problem?
Obviously, he ain't tall enough to look in the mirror. So he walking around with his little ass thinking, I'm cute.
He don't know what happened.
You need to put some step stools in front of these damn mirrors so you can start getting a real view of what's going on.
But it didn't say height. It said the men are insecure about their weight and how their eyes look. Those are among the top things that make them feel insecure.
I don't stare at myself in the mirror like that.
Well, but everybody got that one eye that's a little bit bigger than the other one.
What?
Look in the mirror. You got one eye bigger than the other. And your left eye is bigger than your right eye.
Both my eyes is the same size. Both my ears are the same.
Me and Junior can both tell you that your left eye is bigger.
It's not.
And if you stare at it close enough, it starts to look like soccer.
I know you and Tommy, Steve, don't have this problem, but the number one concern for men is going gray and the pressure to look younger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I ain't got no problem with that. I got just for men.
All right. That ain't no pressure.
All right.
I could be blonde if I want to be.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this leads to this next story. Another study found that staring at yourself during video calls puts you in a bad mood. All right. It's called Zoom gloom, and it suggests that if we focus on other faces on the screen, your mood won't change. Now, this is according to researchers, the more you stare at yourself, the worse your mood gets when you stare at yourself. Oh, no. The study indicated that more self-focus can lead to anxiety and even depression. So have you ever looked at yourself and gotten depressed? That's part two.
Someday.
If you're being honest, Junior.
Yeah,
if you stare too long, if you stay in there.
I don't even know how I got a girlfriend. I don't even
know. How do y'all have all these ugly moments like this all the time?
What's wrong? Tell me what you say.
How do they have these ugly moments all the time?
I don't understand how you in such denial, though.
How you had them moments.
Your ability to sit here on this Zoom, and I'm looking dead at you, going, how you don't see what we all see?
Man.
Shirley, what do you see on Zoom when you're looking at me? What do you see?
I got to go. Tommy, I'm sorry.
Shirley,
coming
answer
up in
my question.
Minutes
what do
after
you
I'll
the
answer
hour,
when we come back.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, we're about to do it again, guys. Seagram's Escapes is the iconic flavored malt beverage loved for flavor, color, and relaxation.
All right now.
Uh-huh. Whether you're ready for a weekend of relaxation or you're headed to a Juneteenth barbecue, all right, they're all over. They're all over. Seagram's Escape sweet and refreshing flavors are perfect for any occasion. At 3.2% ABV, you can enjoy Seagram's Escapes as is, or shake things up a bit and use them as a cocktail mixer, okay? I like to put fresh strawberries in mine, stuff like that, champagne, all of that. The options are endless, endless. You know, I love the best-selling variety packs with six flavors, okay? Check this out. Jamaican Me Happy is one of them. Strawberry Daiquiri, of course. That's my favorite. That goes without saying. Calypso Colada, Passion Fruit Mango, Classic Lime Margarita, and Wild Berries. Another one I like. Variety, of course. Guys, you know this is the spice of life, right? Okay. But guess which flavor is my all-time favorite? I think I told you guys already.
Strawberry Daiquiri.
It is Strawberry Daiquiri, Junior. You're right. Sip happiness all summer with Seagram's Escapes. All right?
Yeah.
You're right. Strawberry Daiquiri. I love strawberries. And that's what I do. I crush up the strawberries. I either freeze them or whatever. Put a little, you know, a little sugar in them. Freeze them up. Put them in a Strawberry Daiquiri. Put all that in the blender. Okay. You got yourself something. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for Would You Rather, guys. Here we go. Would you rather have sex in a hospital? Have sex in a hospital? Or would you rather have sex at a funeral?
Hospital.
Either way.
Yeah.
What?
It depends on who you're talking about with at the funeral.
Well, who
cares? You talking to star of the show. That's not what I want.
No. No, no, we're not.
No.
All right. So it doesn't matter where, in other words.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather be financially satisfied or sexually satisfied?
I'm going to go with
it. Both of them.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to go with A, because if you A, you can get B.
Right, and if you don't have A, you can't get B. Is that what you're saying?
You got A, B coming.
B coming.
Believe that.
Hey, have you done B already, though? You've been down that road already.
I'm all right. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I've done B without the A, and it ain't nothing but work and stress. I've been B with no A, and I'm telling you right now, you starts looking for that A in a hurry, or you going to mess around, ain't going to be able to do B no more.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. You want to go to dinner?
All
right. I thought we can just go on to the house. I want to be taken out. Oh, okay.
Here's another one. Would you rather be married to a compulsive liar, or would you rather be married to a compulsive gambler?
That gambler be lying, though.
Hey, you rather be married to a compulsive liar?
You want somebody to lie to you all day, all the time? Other.
Yeah, all the time. I'm lying.
I don't give a damn. Watch this here.
What?
Lie to me and see what happens. Lie to me and watch what I do.
What you going to do?
You just be in a lie-topping contest.
Who can give the best
Steve,
lie?
Steve, I got to go to the doctor today. What you got to do?
Oh, I'm going to the doctor, too. I got to go down there, too. Damn, we got doctor's appointments on the same day. Look up here. Say something,
honey,
Shirley. Watch.
I cooked you a delicious meal.
Oh, baby, I already ate it. What? Just be lying for no reason.
That was really a lie. All right. Would you rather go to a family dinner for Father's Day, or would you rather just barbecue at home?
B.
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 Okay.
B.
All right. Coming up, it is our last break of the day on this Friday, and we'll have some inspiring closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey coming up at 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this holiday weekend. This is a holiday we're not used to celebrating, but it is here. We're talking about Juneteenth. Of course, it is Father's Day this weekend. Happy Father's Day, you guys.
Thank you.
Steve and Tommy.
Happy Father's Day, huh?
Appreciate
Happy
it.
Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Tommy.
All day. Yeah, tough job. Sir.
And to everyone.
That's part of my closing remarks today, too, because I think about this role of fatherhood and manhood, and I'm really grateful to God that he's put it on me to try to remember those that don't have fathers. Well, everybody has a father, don't get me wrong. Everybody don't have a daddy. And Father's Day really should be for fathers and for daddies. You know, any man can be a father. Any man can father a child. All you gotta do is have the act of sex, and then nature takes its course and you become a father. But it's that man that stays there and handles his responsibility, that does what's been set upon him and has lived up to the creed, honored the code, and dealt with everything that comes with being a father. And he's become a dad to somebody. I take my hat off to those men that are real men that take care of their families and their children. I take my hat off to those men who have stepped in, so many men who they got the who they call stepfathers, and who then stepped into the lives of children whose fathers, for whatever reason, is not around, and fulfilled the role and given these children. So many men have given other children an opportunity to have somebody to call daddy that they can feel safe with. So I want to thank those men right there. Those are really some special men out there, man, who've stepped up and filled the roles of some lesser man who walked off or got sent off or whatever your excuse was, but you're not there, you know, and you're not doing your job, and some man that stepped in and filled the role, that's a special cat. But also, with all of that being said about fathers and Father's Day, on this Father's Day, I will be spending it down at the camp. As I've done, well, we missed COVID because of COVID. We had to do our camps virtual on Zoom. But this Father's Day, we back to business. And on this Father's Day, I will be spending it with 250 daddy-less boys. They got fathers somewhere, but they're not active in their life. So I bring in a bunch of men from all over the country to sit with these young men and talk about two things: dreams and manhood. The two most important things for these kids to understand is the ability to dream, to see beyond your current set of circumstances, and to understand what real manhood is. Now, here's the deal. I put in front of these young boys a lot of men who didn't have their daddies around when they were growing up, because I've got to get these boys to understand that there is hope for you even though he's not there. Now, is it going to be difficult without him? Oh, you best believe it will. But if I can provide you a role model, a mentor, somebody that you can pick the phone up and ask those delicate questions to, that you can ask those hard questions to, that you can't ask your mother. See, as incredible as single mothers are when they're trying to raise these boys, is such a daunting task, because these young men have problems and situations that they can't really ask their mother about. The mother don't have the answer. So when we are able to hold these mentoring camps and a boy walks out of here with a phone number of a grown man that he can now call his big brother or his mentor, it changes lives. And just the other day, I saw a life get changed in a matter of a week. If you go on my IG page and go back a couple of days, you'll see this kid that has no shirt on playing the drums to one of the songs by 50 Cent. And I saw this on Instagram somewhere, and I just took it and reposted it. Little did I know that this young man was going through some things. and he was thinking about giving up. And when I posted it, see, the way I got to tell the story is kind of backwards. When he posted it, it was an answer to a prayer, because little did I know, just the night before, he was on his knees crying out to God, help me, show me something, man. I'm finna give up, man. Don't nobody even know I'm out here, and I'm doing this right here. He said, and then Steve Harvey posted it. The way I found that out was because I asked somebody to find this boy, and they found it for the woman named Paige, who's the director of my foundation. She lives in Baltimore. Just so happened this kid was from Baltimore. Just so happened she was in Baltimore. She calls him up. He comes down, has dinner with her. He said his whole goal was to ever meet Steve Harvey because I've been his mentor and his inspiration. So she invited him to the golf tournament the other day to surprise him, to let him see that he was playing the drums to see if he would be good enough to be on the Steve Harvey show. He didn't even know I was there. When he got through giving this emotional testimony that you can see online on my IG, I stood up and hugged the boy and couldn't let him go. And we was both standing there crying. Mentoring works. Teaching kids to dream works. Teaching children that prayer works. Real men go to church. Real men go to school. Real men honor God. Real men take care of their children. And prayer changes things. Prayer changed people too. This young man's life will forever be changed. And he walked out of there with two mentors. That's what mentoring does. This Father's Day, mentor somebody. Start with your own.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.